What are the particular aspects of health IT that contribute to effectiveness and meaningful use? The first to discuss is health IT that facilitates best practices, or said in another way, making the right thing to do the easiest thing to do. For example, syndromic surveillance, or the collection and submission of case reports to the public health department from, let's say, an emergency room, should be easy and automatic, not requiring finding the time or being viewed as another thing to do. Automatic reporting of early outbreaks of disease presenting in clinics or emergency departments by health IT is an example of making the right thing to do the easiest thing to do. What exactly is EBP, or evidence-based practice? The Institute of Medicine defines evidence-based practice as the integration of best researched evidence and clinical expertise with patient values, pointing again to the patient at the center of health and healthcare. This is all well and good, but don't we have this now? Yes, but most of the time it is not available at the moment of need, pointing to an area where health IT can benefit. Making automated access to EBP resources easier helps to drop one of the biggest barriers to its adoption into practice. Where is it when you need it? Besides the obviousness of making the world easier, why else do we care? The Institute of Medicine identified a chasm in our healthcare system between the quality of care delivered and the quality of care patients should expect to receive based on the best scientific knowledge. This has also been referred to as the know-do gap, meaning that what we know and what we do are often disconnected. Health IT can be used to bridge that gap, or cross the chasm by bringing vetted, high-quality, and patient-centric information to the moment of need, be it at the bedside, in the lab, at the policy-making table, at the dining room table, in the health department, etc. The true transformation of our health system is reliant upon closing this chasm, and effective health IT is an important tool. Guideline-enhanced care, albeit at times controversial, is supported by much of the literature as an effective mechanism for improving health. A guideline should be viewed as just that. It offers guidance, but does not mandate adherence. An example of a guideline in health IT may be that based on the entry of a diagnosis into an EHR. A guideline appears that suggests additional actions that are demonstrated by the evidence to result in better outcomes. For instance, in the DEMO EHR system, there are clinical reminders that appear based on diagnoses and the presence or absence of certain orders or results. The URL here in the slide refers you to the guideline.gov site, where numerous guidelines exist. EBP and guideline-enhanced care are geared towards improving the quality of care and outcomes of people who are ill. Achieving this goal requires understanding the current evidence regarding effectiveness of quality improvement efforts and finding better ways to quickly and effectively translate knowledge into practice for both patients and healthcare providers. The immediate challenges ahead for improving guideline utilization are to convert what we know from guidelines implementation, quality improvement, and healthcare systems research into useful tools, processes, and pathways that are integrated into health IT.